Hey there, calm seekers. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and, dare I say, stoicism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing your tail, juggling a million things, and barely managing to keep up? You know that feeling when your mind's racing, notifications are popping off left and right, and it feels like you're just trying to stay afloat in a sea of distractions? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a superpower waiting for us, the power to be present. It's not some mystical thing reserved for monks on mountaintops, it's a skill we can all cultivate, one little moment at a time. Today, we're diving into that superpower. Staying present in a world that constantly pulls us in a million directions. Here's the deal, friends. Our brains are wired to crave stimulation. It's like our default setting is on always scanning for the next email, text, or Instagram scroll. But here's the catch. All that constant stimulation can leave us feeling exhausted, stressed, and disconnected from what truly matters. So, how do we reclaim our attention and find some peace in the chaos? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that present moment magic. 1. Recognize the distractions. The first step is awareness, my friends. Before we can quiet the noise, we gotta identify it. It could be your phone buzzing, those tempting social media feeds, or even just your own racing thoughts. Take a moment to simply observe what's vying for your attention. You know that feeling when you're about to lose yourself in a good book and suddenly your brain goes, hey, there's an email waiting. Yeah, that's a distraction alert. 2. Practice mindfulness. Now, mindfulness isn't just some trendy buzzword. It's the art of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it as taking mental breaks throughout your day. When you find yourself caught in a thought spiral or feeling overwhelmed, gently guide your attention back to your breath, your senses, or something simple and grounding like a cup of tea. 3. Set boundaries. You wouldn't leave your front door open all the time, inviting every random passerby into your home, right? Well, it's the same with our minds. We need to set boundaries with distractions. That means turning off notifications, designating phone-free zones in your home, and being intentional about when you check email or social media. 4. Embrace single-tasking. In a world obsessed with multitasking, this one might feel counterintuitive, but hear me out. Truly focusing on one thing at a time can lead to better results and less stress. You know that feeling when you're trying to answer an email while also scrolling through Instagram and suddenly you have no idea what you are doing? Single-tasking allows your brain to fully engage with the task at hand, leading to greater focus and satisfaction. 5. Find joy in simple things. Remember those things that used to bring you simple joy: a walk in nature, listening to music, reading a good book? Make time for these activities, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. It's amazing how reconnecting with the little things can help us feel more grounded and present. Okay, so imagine this. You're sitting at your desk trying to work on a project, but your mind is buzzing like a beehive. Emails are piling up, your phone keeps buzzing, and you can't seem to focus. Sound familiar? Now picture yourself taking a few deep breaths, closing your eyes for a moment, and bringing your attention back to your breath. You notice the feeling of your chair beneath you, the gentle hum of the computer fan, and the warmth of the sun on your skin. In that moment, you're fully present, and the noise around you fades away. You feel calmer, clearer, and more focused. You can tackle your work with renewed energy and intention. That's the power of presence. It's not about eliminating distractions entirely, let's be real, that's impossible. But rather about training our minds to come back to the here and now again and again. So, my friends, as you head out into your day, remember these key takeaways. Recognize those distractions, practice mindfulness, set boundaries, embrace single tasking, and find joy in the simple things. You've got this. And hey, if you find yourself getting distracted during this very podcast, we're all human. Just gently guide your attention back to my voice. We'll get through it together, one mindful moment at a time. Can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.